At 11:21.
Have you been putting off summer travel because of high air fares? You might want to reconsider. Southwest has slashed fares starting in August. Joining us live now is Tom Parsons, the CEO and founder of bestfares.com. So what kind of offers do we get from Southwest, Tom?
Well, you know, it's a good one. I mean, I'm not sure. Does your school start right after Labor Day?
Generally, yes.
That's good. This is a good one because this one kicks in August 13th. Which gives you plenty of time to get back for the kids to go back to school, so it still involves that family travel. I think you're going to get a lot more destinations out of Baltimore to Southwest, and this is also with AirTran, too. So wherever AirTran flies in the United States and wherever Southwest goes, if you're flying a 500-mile radius from your airport, then you can go for $49 each way, and that includes all taxes. So that means you could be flying to, you know, cities like Charleston, South Carolina, or Boston, or Albany, New York, or Buffalo, or Rochester, or Charlotte, and places like that for $100.
That's pretty good.
That's what it comes down to. Now, if it's over 1,300 miles, we're looking at $99. And when I'm pricing Washington, D.C., Reagan, into Houston and Dallas, we're seeing over $400 airfares. Sometime, and I'll probably wait until later this afternoon or even let the dust clear until tomorrow morning because this is a three-day sale. It's going to go down to $99 each way or $198. That's a half-price sale. And the good news, too, unlike the airfare sales we've been seeing from Southwest lately, Tuesdays and Wednesdays only for the cheapest stuff, this one allows you to fly 5 days a week. The only 2 days you don't want to fly are Fridays and Sundays. Those will go sky high. So if you're looking for a nice fall short getaway, I think that's where you get some of your best bang. But even with your airfares going coast to coast this summer and the high, you know, the mid-400s, coast to coast from any one of the Southwest or AirTran markets would be about $278, including Las Vegas and San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Seattle, which is some great savings. So if we're thinking July, I can give you hundreds of reasons why you should think August 13th, and then just avoid those Fridays and Sundays. Now, if you're heading out to Vegas, too, I mean, right now, we were looking at Baltimore earlier, and I think you may see the same thing come out of Washington, D.C., but you might, we're seeing packages, three nights, airfare, hotel, and two show tickets to Cirque du Soleil in the 360 range per person. And that's a nice little place to lose your shirt. So you may have to when it's 125 degrees out there. But, again, this runs from August 13th through November 14th. There's four blackout days. Two of them are right around Labor Day, September 3rd and the 4th. But if you've been wanting to pack your bags and go somewhere, and many of these are going to be about half what you're seeing today out of Washington, D.C., I know you're going to get more nonstops out of Baltimore. And I'm just saying, if someone puts me on a connection versus nonstop, I could look at that. But the reason I'm saying you may want to wait till later this afternoon, we're starting to see United match. We're also starting to see U.S. Airway match. We're not seeing much activity from American, but it may take them till 4 o'clock this afternoon. But I would probably say let's wait till the dust clears. This way you'll have more options, maybe more nonstops, more destinations that you can go without making one stop if you're flying on AirTran or Southwest. And that way you still have comfort level and you fly on the cheap.
That is some great news, Tom.
Southwest slashing fares and other airlines coming aboard. Tom Parsons, CEO and founder of BestFares.com. Money News.